Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live. It is Thursday, the 29th day of November 2012, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. You can see a detailed list of the guests we have on today up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the top right-hand corner. But Josh Abraham, the son of the co-author of None Dare Call It Conspiracy, Gary Allen and Larry Abraham, the quintessential primer to understand the New World Order, first published, in 1971, the book that really crystallized my awakening to a great extent. You can't say one thing woke me up, or any of us up, but it's a process generally. One son started Politico and runs it, Gary Allen's son. Larry Abraham's son, Joshua Abraham, is going to be joining us at the start of the next hour. He is a former pro wakeboarder and former sponsored snow skier. He's been researching his father's work in depth for quite a while. And the book was out of print. There's, I don't know, over like 10 million of them out there until lately, and we found folks that have republished it. And so we're the only place you can really get it is at InfoWarsStore.com. But that's a side issue. None dare call it conspiracy. He's going to break some news that his father told him on his deathbed. And these guys were hooked in with Congressman Larry McDonald. They were hooked in with the Patriot movement in Congress. And I mean, they laid out in this short little, I don't know, what is it, 130-page book, the entire battle plan from 1971. And guess what? Almost all of it came true. It all came true exactly like they said they would, up to a point. We haven't gotten to the final end game yet. And his dad also wrote a book called The Greening about Agenda 21 before it even had that name. So just trailblazers amongst trailblazers, real insiders. So we're going to learn about what he told him on his deathbed and why he contacted us coming up today. Should be interesting, to say the least. And then Gar Smith, who wrote Nuclear Roulette, the truth about the most dangerous energy source on Earth. And again, I've never been anti-nuclear. These companies run these things now until they melt down. 2% of them, according to the U.S. Energy Department, they admit worldwide, of the 400-plus reactors worldwide, most of them here in the U.S., or a lot of them, about half of them, technically France has got a lot too, so does Japan, are leaking. And now they just announced, you know, earlier this year when they had leaks in Southern California at a big reactor, they just said, you know what, we're going to turn the alarms off now in the city that have been scaring people. Just real legit. We're not going to tell you anymore when we're off-gassing radiation. So I'm against nuclear now. Let's just get that clear. Because it's like I'm for the death penalty, but you can't trust a corrupt government to implement it when they're known to frame people en masse and know they're sending people to the gas chamber or to lethal injection. They're totally innocent. So I can't support the death penalty as it stands because criminals run the government. It's the same thing with nuclear. They won't ever deploy the new safer technology, and they've just decided that radiation is not bad for us. So that is coming up in the third hour. We'll open the phones up coming up in the next segment. I'll give the number out. There is so much news. We told you this was coming. Look, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, they financed both Obama and Romney because they have an agenda. And we get caught up in Romney and Obama, Bush, Clinton, all this stuff. George W., Senator Kerry, they are front men. They're front men. You know, they're like presidents of companies. Usually CEOs actually run things, and then presidents go to the PR functions and are the spokespeople. Well, that's what our presidents have become. And they're corporate front men, teleprompter readers. And they're saying they're going to increase taxes. They're gonna, not just income tax. VAT. National sales taxes and carbon taxes. Get ready, they're coming for us. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yes, my friends, it is the 29th day of November 2012. And I am seeing a lot of criticism on our YouTube channel and in comments at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com in the stories. Not a ton, but still quite a bit. People are genuinely, some people, a small minority, are genuinely mad that I don't believe there's going to be a pole shift or sea levels rising by 50 feet or more. Some are saying hundreds of feet. On December 21st, and that I think the whole thing is absolute baloney. And according to a lot of you out there, in 22 days from now, 23 days from now, we're all dead or close to it. And I just do not believe that, and I guarantee you that I will be not exonerated when this doesn't happen. I will be hated even more by people that have bought into this ideology of end of the world. My problem with this end of the world stuff is that there's always a new one. Now, 2000, 2001, Planet X was going to kill us. Or, you know, the Navy and the Army put out that Y2K was going to shut everything down. They created that hype. And then when people bought into it, my listeners bullied me. and convinced me. I mean, I said it was all baloney for a year to the last month and said, oh, looks like it may be real. And I will not be bullied into saying that December 21st, 2012 is the end of the world. So we're going to open the phones up again today in between the guests we've got coming up. If you want to call in and give me your take on this, I'm not saying the globalists don't believe in the occult. I'm not saying that they aren't digging in and building bunkers. I'm not saying that the Hadron Superconducting Supercollider couldn't create a black hole or a particle they call a strangelet that basically creates something like a black hole that falls to the center of the Earth, the area of greatest gravitational pull and mass, and then starts pulling matter into it and then creates a gravity well, and the whole Earth implodes in on itself to a much smaller size, basically killing all life on the planet. Many top physicists we've had on and have been in the news, and people with major degrees, people that have made proven discoveries, have said that they're doing thousands of tests at Hadron, and that the probability is that it's a low probability that one experiment will destroy the Earth. But if they do thousands, they don't know what's going to happen. And now they're discovering new types of matter. They say they're discovering new particles. They say that Japan and the United States have created black holes in laboratories, artificial suns. In the last 30 years, this has been done hundreds of times we know about. And that's projects they're telling us about. So I'm not saying that the establishment couldn't destroy the Earth. I'm not saying some super weaponized human pox based on mouse pox that kills over 98% of mammals that it's tailored to. You can make it for rabbits, you can make it for sheep, you can make it for humans, you can make it for rhesus monkeys. Now, you can make it quite easily. Remember, about 7 years ago, it was big news when scientists in Australia released the DNA sequencing on how to make it for any mammal. And there was a big debate about, should this have been released? Yeah, obviously, no. But humans are creators, and humans cannot help investigating. I mean, I've plugged this probably 100 times. I'll plug it again. It still airs occasionally on Discovery Channel. It's Trinity and Beyond, narrated by William Shatner. And again, I knew everything basically in that film because I've read quite a few books on the atomic and the nuclear and hydrogen age. I find cyclotrons and nuclear piles and atomic piles and superconducting super colliders just absolutely riveting information, space-based weapons, X-ray lasers, smart pebble, particle beams, other directed energy weapon systems. I have sought out the former head of Star Wars, interviewed him many times, Colonel Bob Bowman, Dr. Bowman, physicist, engineer. But I understand that, well, going back to the Shatner documentary, we've got that documentary. We ought to pull the clip and play it. The United States alone hundreds of times detonated high-powered hydrogen bombs in the 60s, and there's film of this, in the atmosphere, in the edge of space, trying to blow a hole in the atmosphere to see if they could destroy the Earth's atmosphere. Let me say that again. They tried to blow a hole in the atmosphere so that the atmosphere could be sucked into space. Did you hear what I just said? They tried to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt, too. And they actually made it more radioactive. They more than half the scientists at Los Alamos thought that when they detonated the first A-bomb secretly ahead of bombing Japan at Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, half the scientists or more believed it was going to ignite the Earth's atmosphere and burn the atmosphere off. And they had underground bunkers with their own oxygen generators and things they were ready to go into. So it's all about the power trip of these people. Yeah, there's the headline. Large Hadron Collider won't destroy Earth with planet-eating black hole. Court says, despite the fact a bunch of top physicists tried to block it. And then just 2 days ago, they come out in the New Scientist and say, oh, we're making new matter, new heavy matter. Oh, heavy matter. Oh, really? Max Planck equations from 1900 envisioned exactly how atomic bombs would work. We're 2012, folks. It is Buck Roger time. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the establishment might not destroy us all in their, well, I've got the quotes of some of the top physicists on the Manhattan Project bragging about how we would sit around drinking gin, saying we'd become gods, we'd become, you know, Shiva, the god of destruction. And there's recordings of that where they've done the interviews. You can pull that up. A bunch of them sitting around like grinding their teeth with these stars in their eyes. And these are guys with, you know, 180, 200 IQs, idiot savant types. But they're missing something. It's the Ring of Mordor. They can't help but use it. So let me get this straight here. I'm not saying that we couldn't destroy ourselves, and it becomes a probability the longer we go down this path. I'm simply saying the Mayan prophecy, A, doesn't say what the media says it says, that it's the end of the world or that an asteroid's going to hit us or a comet or the sun's going to blow up. Doesn't say that. B, I don't believe even if they said that, I wouldn't put stock in it. But the establishment is digging in like it is the end of the world. Yeah, guys, you found a Scientific American article. X out of that photo there for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, and I'll actually read them the headline there. Yeah, go ahead and punch it back up for people. High-altitude nuclear explosions dangerous, but not for the reasons Gingrich cites. What is that about? Newt Gingrich has been warning the nation of the danger of an electromagnetic pulse EMP, a burst of radiation creating a high-altitude nuclear explosion. The pulse would take down electrical systems, and then they go on to say that's not the issue. That's a separate article. You guys are looking up what I was talking about. But, I mean, look, the point is these mad scientists run around tinkering with the genetic code of every major plant species, animal species, cross species, and it's already created disastrous results. And then they lecture us all day how we need to pay carbon taxes and shut off half our energy supply, 51%, 52% of it, because coal is bad, even though it goes through all these filters and all that comes out is water vapor and carbon dioxide. But they have George Monbiot, the big globalist, come out and say, radiation's good for us. I believe in nuclear power. And let's have more disasters, basically. Bizarre statements. Well, they do that just to throw it in your face and acclimate you. We're going to arrest you if you wash your car in San Diego, 6 years in jail, $100,000 fine. If soap suds hit the gutter, neighbors call on them, giant, you'll get part of the fine. You'll get 25% of the $100,000 fine. Associated Press, Reuters. I mean, off the chart authoritarianism. If your dog goes to the bathroom in the backyard, 6 years in jail, $100,000 fine. Second offense. First offense, multi-thousand-dollar fines, jail time if you don't pay it. I mean, your dog goes to the bathroom, your neighbor tattles, you're going to jail. And they will put you in jail. They built new prisons, that's our economy. But if you want to take every major food source and splice it with animals and pharmacological, they have thousands of pharmacological crops, thousands in corn alone. You can make corn grow chemicals. You can make it grow live AIDS virus, HIV. You can make it grow anything you want. And the public is so stone age. Every time I talk about this, we get letters, we get calls. Guys on the street will go, hey, I hear your show. I like what you do, but I have a biology degree, and you do not have. You cannot splice plants and animals. And I say to the people, like, when did you get your degree? Oh, 1976. In one case, and I went, are you a practicing biologist? No, I'm in real estate. Well, then don't come up and pat me on the shoulder hard and tell me I'm a liar. Because one time I told the story at Conan's Pizza. The guy was like, hey, I don't like you lying. And I was like, about what? And then I told the guy, he started getting in my face, and I said, You just are on a power trip. You better get out of my face right now. See, these people want to say I'm a liar because they don't want to admit how scary this is. Well, you know what? You live in your ignorance if you want, okay? I don't have a verbal repertoire, a semantical lexicon to deliver to you just how crazy things are. People that say we're living in a boring world, you're crazy. By the way, the globalists in the 60s, Club of Rome and other publications that are public, you can pull them up, we show screenshots of them and the dates in Endgame. They say we've got to have a world government because of all these technologies that will emerge. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote about this in several of his books that he wrote in the 70s. But then they're the globalists who are handing all this out everywhere and blocking anyone that tries to stop it. Because you can stop these technologies because they affect other people. They get into other crops. They hurt people. So you can restrict them under a libertarian ideology of common sense. But the globalists aren't doing that. They want a global government to play God. They believe these technologies are going to deliver them to godhood. And in the process, they're going to destroy us all. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalists on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
we're back live. Let me just fire out some of the top news stories right now, and then we'll start taking your calls. Coming up in the next segment, ahead of two amazing guests that are going to be joining us, including the son of the co-author of None Dare Call a Conspiracy, Larry Abraham's son, Joshua Abraham, is going to be joining us. And he's going to tell us what his dad told him on his deathbed and some other breaking news. Let me tell you, these guys were real insiders with their connections in Congress. Gary Allen and Larry Abraham, both of them now deceased. Gary Allen, again, his son started Politico. Talk about joining the New World Order, but whatever. The other son is going to be speaking out here with us coming up. Larry Abraham's son coming up. Then we'll look at Nuclear Roulette, the author of that, looking at the real dangers of these nuclear reactors in the third hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And just a plug here, your purchases at InfoWarsShop.com of water filters, books, videos, all of it, finances this truly alternative next-level media that is challenging the dominant corporate New World Order, state-controlled, banker-controlled media. So you can get None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen and Nuclear Roulette. Now, the gentleman that got the rights and republished Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and None Dare Call a Conspiracy, he died of cancer. We were trying to get him on the show because he's somebody fighting the globalists for 60 years. He gave us a lot of good intel from the people he knew, but we were unable to get him on the air. He did just die of cancer before Thanksgiving. And we have the only books right now in stock of None Dare Call a Conspiracy and also Tragedy and Hope with Carol Quigley, where he had, as an insider perspective, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown, brags about the tyranny they're setting up. It's the size of a phone book, though. It's, I don't know how many pages, 1,200, 1,300. I haven't read it in years. Unbelievable quotes from their perspective. So we have those books. They may go out of print. If you want them, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 500 None Dare Call of Conspiracies and even less of the other. And it may go back into print, but we don't know. Okay, there is that news for you. I tell you, I may try to get the rights and republish it if None Dare Call of Conspiracy doesn't get reprinted, because it needs to be printed. It needs to be seen, especially because most people aren't going to read. How many pages of Tragedy and Hope? I forget. Will somebody run one in there to me? I think it's over there on the bookshelf. I want to be able to give people the accurate number on how long that baby really is. Okay, what is here in the stack in front of me? We have incredible medical tyranny articles where all over the country courts are now ruling to forcibly inoculate children without parental consent. They're just doing it. I mean, it's like courts ruling we're going to take you and sterilize you because you come from a poor family. They did that until the 40s when Hitler gave eugenics a bad name, which it deserved. We've got a video of New Jersey professor angrily claims Stalin killed nobody. There's so many cuss words in this that I'm only going to play a short clip. It's 1,359 pages. There you go. 1,359 pages is how long Tragedy and Hope is. And I got to be honest, I didn't read the whole thing. I tried to read it twice, and I've probably read 500 pages of it using the bibliography to read certain parts. But, I mean, you want the inside Bible on how they control the left and the right, how they're bringing in this total tyranny, how they want authoritarianism, how they want to end the family. You got to read Tragedy and Hope, written in the early 1960s. Okay, side issue. Just, this is not our opinion here. Okay, this stuff is not our opinion. These people think you're so stupid, they publicly, like in Eco-Science, written by the White House Science Czar, admit they're putting stuff in your water to sterilize you and give you cancer. These are really uncool people. I mean, what's the worst thing a control freak can do? Poison you and sit back and know they're poisoning you and watch you become generationally dumbed down and your DNA damaged to create the self-fulfilling prophecy that you're garbage. And so many of these inbred elites end up in mental institutions. They're the ones with genetic disorders. They're the ones. You people are the scum. You people are the scum. The socialists, the Nazis, all of you people. I hate you. Excuse me. All right, I'll come back, hit some of the economic news. A Drudge Report is hitting hardcore on mind control. They posted yesterday our article, inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapists, and right under it posted an AP article on CIA mind control. It's back in the news. We're going to break that down after the and the new taxes that are coming. The new loving taxes and Mitt Romney going to the White House. He's there right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime. Reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't.
Because at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole, the sands of time for our republic.
The sands of time for me are running low.
But anytime we want, we can wake up to the globalist. And to our basic God-given rights to not be slaves and stand up and declare our independence. But to defeat the evil, we must first admit it is there and recognize the good from the corruption. As for me, I choose the good, and I will stand against the bad. All right, let me run through a bunch of headlines. Infowars.com's got a lot of police state news we're going to be getting to. But first, if you go to drudgereport.com, tax now, cut later. That means tax you now, lie to you, and not cut taxes later, or just cut taxes for the big mega banks that already basically pay no taxes and are exempt. We're going to be getting into that. Guantanamo inmates could be moved to U.S. jails. George Herbert Walker Bush hospitalized in Houston. Will President be in Hawaii when nation goes over the fiscal cliff and they hold us hostage in Pasadena, Texas? Obama's planned 20-day, $4 million vacation. Biden goes to Costco after executives cozy up to White House. Shows ID to get in. Good little slave training. You all got to show your ID. Syria shuts down the internet to fight the Western Al-Qaeda forces they're bringing in against them. And that is just some of the news right there. And if you go down to the bottom of DrudgeReport.com, it's now moved to the bottom. There is a report up there. Inmate Joker told me he was programmed by therapist, and that is a Infowars.com story. That's via Denver Westworld News report. But notice what Drudge did, and crew, I should add, right over here. CIA sued over alleged 1953 murder of military scientist, and that's the headline out of the AP. I've interviewed Mr. Olson, who was thrown out of the balcony, murdered, the Army officer. I've interviewed his son years ago. I want to get him back on. And he was criticizing the CIA's secret drugging of the population with LSD and other things. So he skydived out of a window. And they're now suing over that. And, of course, Sirhan, the LAPD report said he didn't shoot Kennedy. It was a different caliber, that his arm was held down the whole time he fired into the wall. And that we know who the CIA operative was that shot him in the back. And we know who the four CIA operatives, including a section chief, were photographed in the ballroom. I mean, man, talk about... It's kind of like Dr. David Kelly said, they've told me they'll kill me. This happened when he exposed the WMDs, the head UN inspector. He lived in England. Dr. David Kelly said, I've been told, he told this to hundreds of people in an email, I'll be killed if I don't shut up, but I can't help it. I was told I'll be found dead in the woods. And then a hiker in the morning said five men in black uniforms ran away from the body they dropped. And they go up, wrists are slit, no blood at the site, three pills in his stomach, undigested, meaning he was dead. They crammed the pills down his throat, post-mortem. They barely even slid down his esophagus. There was no blood. And the coroners even said he was murdered. But they call you a conspiracy theorist if you read the admissions. So they can say, we're going to murder you. Like Diana shot a video in her diary, told her butler. I talked to her cook personally. I'm not going to get into it. The point is... That was off record, actually. Just forget I said that. Besides, you don't know which cook it was. The point is that it's on record. They told a bunch of people. And you can pull up those articles that Diana said, Charles says he's going to kill me if I don't start dating this rich Arab. And then when she got pregnant, oh, my goodness, you're dead. Of course, royalty never kills members of the family. They never lock people in the tower and smother little twins or anything. I mean, Henry VIII, all that. Royalty never even, the British royalty didn't knock off their cousins, the czars in Russia, even though it's admitted they did, funding the Bolsheviks. I mean, none of that goes on. Everything's fine. Government loves you. But we're going to be getting into that report because mind control is real. And when you look at James Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, he was in a government mind control program and was paid a grant every year, his full salary and tuition. He was a salaried PhD student and then a Pentagon Air Force psych warfare psychiatrist. The head of the entire San Antonio operation is sent there, and then he visits with her multiple times weekly. And there's a big folder with him reportedly talking about doing it, and the prosecutors don't want that in the trial. And they move to block it when the defense says that that's evidence that they knew and let him do it. I mean, unbelievable. And then you've got him telling the jail guards and police, say, well, he was never around other inmates to say this. But there's all the articles. We did a report on it last night where they said that the inmates described him yelling and screaming for days on end right next to him. That's on record. He was in general population, in a cell around people. So... And then Tim McVeigh had Jolly and West, the known number two under Dr. Ewing Cameron, who they have History Channel shows about, who they would get foster children, thousands of them, and reprogram them with drugs and audio recordings over a year until they didn't even know who they were and had a new identity. And you could program children and teenagers, was who they mainly grabbed. They tried it with the soldiers, but men just tend to... break down under mind control generally, unless it's high-tech drugs. Now they've even got chips. The point is, all of this is on record. when you're informed, people just say, oh, that's kooky, that doesn't exist, despite people reporting tear gas being thrown, or flashbangs from both sides, all the rest of it. You know, the smoke bombs, people letting him in, on and on and on, the gun control bills right at the time. I mean, this is what they do. Who shot Reagan? Go look that up. The guy that shot Reagan's father was CIA, was meeting with Jeb Bush and others the night before. I mean, it goes on and on. That's Denver Post, by the way. It goes on and Washington Times. On and on and on and on. And he said he was under mind control. The guy that shot John Lennon. Oh, man. Just what's on record is incredible. And I wish... Never mind. I'll stop right there. Let me tell you about some of the other headlines we've got here. UN set to implicitly recognize Palestinian state despite U.S.-Israel threats. That's Reuters. Egypt crisis raises fears of second revolution with a new dictator. Syrian authorities block internet and phone signals in rebel areas. Activists say they are communicating with contacts in Syria by using satellite telephones. Yeah, I wonder who gave you those. And again, I'm not for the Syrian government, but give me a break. Our government's using Al-Qaeda against them. That is incredibly illegitimate. Of course, we've now got the TSA saying they don't have to go to a congressional hearing, that Congress doesn't have oversight over them, and we've got Obama saying the UN is over our military. I mean, aspiring dictator Morsi falsely claims 90% of Egypt stands by him. Incredible Infowars.com story. That's just some of what we're going to be breaking down today. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Before I go to this New Jersey professor saying Stalin didn't kill anybody. The Russian government declassified all the files that they killed 10 million Ukrainians, probably conservatively under Stalin. 5 million Poles just disappeared, worked to death, or shot. Gulag Archipelago, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Nobel Prize winner for literature, for nonfiction. I mean, just Stalin's purges on record of the entire military brass at least 6 times. Just Stalin is the second biggest mass murderer in history. It goes Mao. And then after that, it goes Stalin, Lenin, Hitler, and then way down the line. I mean, these are all well-known numbers. Literally hundreds of major university studies, declassified admissions. And I've had communists on the streets recognize who I am in New York, going to the RNC to cover it and things like that, come up, get in my face, threaten me. And, well, we got it on video, and say they're glad Stalin killed people like me. And I mean, that's in Police State, what is it, Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State, 3-hour film. And I'm like, hey, you know, communism is bad. I mean, Stalin killed conservatively 30 million people during his reign. That's conservative. Good. Well, I mean, you think the government should take it over and kill people? Yeah, yeah. Good, I think it's good. And you hear the women going, yeah, they ought to kill you. And, of course, they're not going to kill anybody. If they got in control, they'll order the police and military to go do it. And the police and military will say no, and they'll kill their entire leadership. And then the next round of cops will grudgingly do it, and then they'll still take your family, too. By the way, this is going to happen if we don't stop these people. I don't think you understand. I've analyzed the entire attack profile of the globalists in country after country and what they're setting up here, and they're going to shut everything off if they think they can get away with it, incrementally in a stair-step fashion, imploding the economy, grabbing more power in the name of fixing it, more taxes. Shut the economy down more, implode it more, gauge that, give money to their friends, keep everybody in line, implode it more. Until they find a class of government bureaucrats that will do anything. And they're going to put you in jail for dog poo in your yard. They're going to put you in jail for not properly weatherproofing your house. This is the new greening tyranny, the new Soviet model. And they're going to publicly shame you on the news. And they're going to work you. You have to understand, under the civilian inmate labor camp program, the model States Health Emergency Powers Act, under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I hope you're writing all this down. Under the Army manuals we've covered here ad nauseum, just type in Army manual has forced labor. Army manual has gun confiscation. Army manual says re-education camp. You'll get our articles with links to army.mil with it. That guy's just showing some of that right now. They're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, but radio listeners, go search it. You know, go do it for yourself. Under the whole architecture of this, they're already, now, as I told you a decade ago, they're announcing, oh, when things collapse, you'll have to work at the emergency center. You'll have to do some work. Obviously, we're not going to pay for you living in the camp. And then those of us that have skills will be, if we're trustees and prove we're good after a few months of the reeducation camp, we'll be told, okay, go with these armed guards and go fix this government boiler. Okay, go with these armed guards, go out and work on these streets. It'll be like you see the prisoners. Who are taking other people's jobs, by the way. People are like, we'll make the prisoners work. What, for nothing? For 25 cents an hour or less? And then you'll go and you'll bust out. And then these guys with guns, they'll be nice to you, too, if you don't get too out of the way. You know, if jail guards don't want your wife, then they'll go, you know, lock you up in the camp at night. And there'll be people in the camp who were patriots who will get scared and become energetic enforcers. And they'll be back a month later in a uniform. But then they'll make somebody mad, and then they'll disappear. Because, see, what they'll do is they'll have camps within camps for interrogation. Then they'll say, oh, you've been out of line. We're sending you now to a high-security facility, and you'll just be killed. The mercenaries are at that facility. And this has all been figured out. They hired the former head of the KGB, Primakov, in 2002 to 2005 to come here. I didn't believe that when I first saw it in the news. I looked at the congressional funding. They hired Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, to come over. Former head of Stasi, he had a $1 million contract for, 4 years? He's now dead, helping set all the stuff up. And that's why it's Stasi. I mean, the enforcement model is a hardcore communist enforcement system. That's why people from communist countries are freaking out and leaving the U.S. and running to Latin America and places. Because they can deal with regular old corruption and shakedowns. But when they're like seeing actual Soviet oppression, that, you know, where daddy and mommy disappeared, they're like, I'm getting out of here. Hope you enjoy it, folks. James in North Carolina, you want to talk about 2012? Go ahead.
Good to talk to you again. It's been a couple months. And I'd also called in reference to the information you guys were putting out in regards to the Colorado case. You may recall I called in a little while ago, actually, and gave you some information on a DARPA program called Crossing the Threshold. We talked about actually the thought barrier being broken by DARPA and using light particles to actually be able to do it and manipulate people and take over using mind control.
Oh, well, there are, yeah. I mean, as Dr. Begich says, a prestigious scientist, the chemical stuff is old. That's 1940s, 50s Soviet technology stolen by the CIA and perfected to a higher level, not quite perfected, but brought close to it. Yeah, with the brain chips and things, it's total. I mean, 30 years ago, they had roaches that were remote control. 20 years ago, they had robo-rats that were remote control. Yeah, they can put brain chips in and have you do whatever you're told.
Yeah, well, actually, it even goes a step beyond that. Now, the ability they have is actually using light particles and light beams. They can actually achieve thought profiling and transfer into any language.
No, because the brain program works in a flicker rate, and then they can now transmit data through the eyes directly to the brain. That's why they're in government buildings putting in the lights that, quote, communicate with the computers at a flash rate that can't be perceived consciously. And then I went and found the patents, now Dr. Begich on, it's actually programmers. They're actually programming now under federal grants, mainly in police departments, to test and see if they can put police under mind control.
Yes, sir, and I had actually spoke with you on this previously, work in the insurance industry and actually have had some information sent over from a company that's participating in this. They gave some information out and said basically that we're going to be able to communicate with animals. They can do all this stuff, you know, simultaneously while, you know, achieving thought profiling of people without them knowing.
Actually, you're saying that this is why don't you send over anything that isn't proprietary or classified? I know you're an insurance, so it's not. Send it on over. We're media. Send it to showtips at Infowars.com. But I am aware of all this, and I am aware of its deployment all over. I mean, that's why the elite are so arrogant right now. The public is already in a trance. Some people are resistant or immune to this, and that's why we're still able to operate. I mean, that's why, folks, it's so far gone. I mean, that's why celebrity doesn't matter. attacks on me don't matter. None of it. Once you know reality, none of this facade even matters anymore. And they haven't perfected all this stuff. They're testing it on us right now. And I just want to say to all the minions of this system, if you want your free will and consciousness taken, don't fight this. Because they're just going to try to get us in a catatonic state to then release the bioweapons to reduce our numbers over 90%. Anything else, sir?
Yes, right now it's on basically like a one-on-one type of basis. The people that used to self-profile can only do it. They can't do it on a mass scale yet. So, I mean, like you were just saying, before it gets to the point where they can actually, you know, systematically put something in place or a computer program, you know, where it can do it on a mass scale. I mean, this is the time where...
Well, I mean, take San Antonio. It's a test ground. You've heard for 3 years how the Pentagon put AI cameras in to track the calories, to even scan an apple when a child eats it and then put it in a file. What's really going on is they put those light bulbs in that San Antonio school. I have that from inside the school. The first one they did it, and the computers are actually testing the children under the fluorescent lights. It's so far gone, folks. We're so far gone.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the door.
I have been inside major universities. I've had scientists on. I've broken it down. So much of the focus by the globalists is on flicker rates with lights. And now they can interface and transmit data directly to the brain. In fact, I mean, it was in mainstream news, 2 weeks ago that scientists use light patterns to program brain. And, I mean, so, but they're now announcing what's old. The point is, just like you have a cell phone and it listens to you even when it's off, and they admit the NSA now does that. I told you 16 years ago, they now admit it just the last few years. they tell you way after they think that you've habitualized its use, that you have a total habit and will accept it. It's all animal training. It's all domestication. And everything is how to program you with these lights. And it's just insane. Now they have data over power lines, and the smart meters can program through the energy, through regular fluorescent light bulbs, and program your mind, puts you into a state. And it's all patented. It's all on record. It works. I remember like 14 years ago, I had the CEO of a company. It's now been put in Japan and other areas. In the U.S., it freaked people out too much. The Japanese actually have adopted it, where Coke machines, soft drink machines, beam a audio, but you can't hear it in your ear. It resonates in your skull directly through telling you you want to drink the drink. Now they face scan with Facebook in Japan. They're also testing this in New York City, where it knows you when you walk by, beams audio and says, don't you want a Pepsi? Don't you want a Coke? Or don't you want something out of this vending machine, John Doe? Now, you saw that Minority Report, what, a decade ago? Because, folks, it isn't Minority Report. Philip K. Dick was in with some very powerful researchers in San Francisco. And I've had a chance to talk to people connected to the Philip K. Dick estate. I'll just leave it at that. And, in fact, they may even be at liberty to come on after the show, make me, I didn't call any of those people I told you to make me call yesterday, make me call those people as I got stuck in other meetings, because I want to try to get the Philip K. Dick daughters on. I'll just say it. And I want to try to get, because obviously I was in Scanner Darkly and consulted on that with Keanu Reeves and others, Woody Harrelson and others, and they authorized the rights for that Philip K. Dick to be turned into a movie. So that's how I have a connection through Tommy Pilato, the producer. I need to get Tommy on because the Tommy knows a lot, too, but I don't know how. The point is, folks, he wrote that stuff in the 70s. Okay? We're not in Kansas anymore. All this stuff was envisioned a long time ago. We're living in a plan. The globalists are 30 years at least ahead of us. And I just want to communicate with the globalists and say, you're not this old plan is dynamic. It's amazing you've been able to do this, but you're so cold-blooded, you think that's your strength, it's your weakness. And you're going to end up destroying yourself. You can't do this to the species and not have it come back on you. And I know a lot of you are turned over to pure evil, but some of your children and people who are now middle-aged who aren't pure evil, and others, because I've talked to you, including some European heads of state, and you're having second thoughts about this. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. But I'm on two paths here, trying to convince you this is not a good path and trying to wake up whoever's not in a full trance right now. I said I'd go to calls, and I got a guest coming up. The guest's only almost for 30 minutes, but Maureen and Chris and Mike and others, we'll get to you. We got a little five-minute segment here. I'll get to some of you, and then after the guest leaves, I'll get you on. We got a whistleblower coming on, is what I'd call it. His dad on his deathbed told him some pretty powerful info. And let me tell you, when Larry Abraham talks, co-author of Under Call Conspiracy with Gary Allen, Alex Jones listens. So it's Gary Allen's son, Larry Abraham from the grave. Yes, Larry Abraham's son will be speaking to us from the grave, Joshua Abraham.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.